Plus community in Burnaby. Today we'll be once again raising the Intersex Inclusive Progress Pride flag above City Hall. Now we know it's just a small gesture, but it has a big meaning, and it signifies that Burnaby is a welcoming place for people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. It means that our community is committed to pushing back against bigotry and hate, which we're seeing way too much of, not just south of the border, but also in our own backyard. It carries special meaning for folks like you who devote your time, energy, and talent to making Burnaby a great place to be. It means that we're deeply committed to ensuring city workplaces continue to be safe spaces for everyone. And that's a responsibility we all share every single day. And also, just by being here today, you're showing your support. You're doing your part. And also, we here have to remember that Pride is also joyous and a vibrant celebration. And a reminder that we must continue to push back against bigotry, hatred, and discrimination. And again, not just today, but every day. In our community, our differences don't divide us. They are what make us special. And I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to show my support. And I'm thrilled to see you here as well. Thank you again for taking the time today. And we have great speakers, and we'll be raising the flag shortly. Thank you.
Once again, that was a short little speech that was made by Burnaby City Councilor Daniel Tatro, who was in attendance with almost every single other city councilor, but not quite. I think there were a couple that weren't able to make it. And afterwards, there was also a speech given from a representative of Burnaby Pride.
Hi, everybody. It's so nice to see you here today. As Lois introduced me, my name is Azza Rojbi. I started as a volunteer with Burnaby Pride. Burnaby has a really important place for me in my heart. 14 years ago, when my parents and I first immigrated to Canada, we lived in Burnaby near Metro Town. Moved to Vancouver, came back. Now I live in Burnaby. I'm a queer person in Burnaby. I work in Burnaby. I shop in Burnaby. I'm just in this community all the time. And it's important for us that we are coming here in front of City Hall and be able to have this, I would say, way too behind. Like, this should have been something that have been happening for many, many years in Burnaby. But it's exciting to see that it's happening now and it's growing every year. And those folks that have came here a few years ago would notice the same. What I'm saying is that every year we have a bigger crowd. Every year we have folks from the community. We have people that work in the city. We have people that live in the city. So it's exciting to see all of us here, because I think one of the important things we have to continue talking about is Pride started as a protest. And it is, continues to be a protest. We don't have to look very far to see our rights being challenged and taken away from us, whether that is in provinces nearby here in Canada or across the border in the United States or around the world. So we have to continue, as the speaker before me, the councillor said, fighting against bigotry, challenging bigotry. And it's important for people that live in Burnaby to see that reflected in their elected officials and here at City Hall. So welcome, everybody. We're starting Burnaby Pride Week. I hope you all not only pick up the amazing desserts that are in the tent, but also the leaflet that has the upcoming events, our festival that's happening this Saturday. Take more than one, put it at your favorite coffee shop. Bring your friends, allies, queers, families, everybody to Saturday. We want to build this community together because we need to win people over to our fight, which is fighting for a better and just world for all. Thank you.
Once again, that was Azza from the Burnaby Pride organization. And one thing that I thought was interesting in all of the speeches that were given is that it was very celebratory. It was a very joyous event. But there was also a lot of talk about, you know, the fact that there still is a lot that needs to be considered and needs to be done, and that it is an ongoing battle, for lack of a better term. One thing that Azza had briefly mentioned was, you know, things going on south of the border, as well as just in the province right next to BC, in terms of rhetoric, and not just rhetoric, but very concrete action that sort of goes against those
everyone.
Things.
My name is Steven Scaccia. I use he, him pronouns. It's truly an honor to be here today, not only as a City of Burnaby staff member, but as someone who was raised right here in this city and who has called it home for my entire life. Since 2015, I've worked as an auxiliary recreation clerk, most recently at Confederation Community Center. And from the very beginning, I've felt safe, supported, and genuinely included, not just as an employee, but as a queer person. And that kind of belonging is something I would never take for granted. Just a month and a half ago, I married my husband. And he very recently immigrated here from the United States. But what we weren't expecting was how quickly he would feel part of this community too. My coworkers at Confederation surprised us with a cake, thoughtful gifts, best trip to Scandinavia spot ever, by the way. And so much love. It moved both of us near to tears, and that simple act of kindness and celebration was so much more than a gesture. It was a reminder of how powerful inclusion really is, and how the smallest actions can have the biggest impact. It made me realize something. This is what pride looks like. It's not always just rainbow flags and celebrations, but everyday acts of care. It's showing up for each other. It's choosing to keep learning, listening, and growing. It's knowing that we've come so far and still holding space for how far we have to go. To all of you who helped create this environment, who have chosen to be kind, to ask questions, to stand beside your queer colleagues, I just want to say I am so proud of you. You're making Burnaby a better, safer place, not just for me, but for the generations who come next. So let's keep going. Let's keep choosing empathy over assumptions, curiosity over judgment, and community over silence. Happy Pride flag raising, and thank you for being part of this journey.
All right, that was another speech that was given during the event. There are a couple more to come, but as I was saying, I had cut myself off a little bit there. But, you know, again, one thing that was mentioned is that it's not just, as he had said, it's not just pride flags and celebrations and things like that. It's everyday acts of kindness. And I think that really, I thought that was really beautiful. And I think sort of encapsulates something that maybe everyone should try to adopt, are just those everyday acts of kindness that show the people in our communities that they are cared for and not only cared for, but protected as well. Anyways, coming up next is another clip. So without further ado, here it is.
Stephen, thank you for those beautiful words. Thank you very much. That was incredibly heartfelt and meaningful, and thank you for sharing. Really appreciate it. Next, I'd like to call upon Joe Kumigard, who's been with the city since 2003. Yes, folks, that's 22 years. I had to calculate that out. 22 years. 13 years, and his career has been as a clerk within Parks and Rec, and now is part of the amazing customer service team at the City of Burnaby. He also is the acting executive assistant to our Mayor Hurley when Elaine is away. I give you Joe.
Yeah. I'm fun size too, so I'm not short, I'm fun size.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love surround me, baby. I'll never forget my baby.
Anyways, that's your signal that you know that I am Filipino. I saw a mic, and I'm like, karaoke, right? Anyways, so I did my homework, so I hope you don't mind. I may have to look through. I didn't memorize it. So, my name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him, and his. I identify as happy, interesting, and fun to be with. And for those of you who have done your insights, you know that that means I'm a yellow person. Thank you for the opportunity to share a few words. I am glad to inform you all that AI was not involved in creating the speech. So, figuring out ourselves is a journey of discovery. Knowing who we are, what works for us, what doesn't work for us, is key to our happiness and our lives. It takes time to live our truths, be undeniably ourselves, and express the fullness of who we are. I was born in the Philippines, raised in Saudi Arabia, and by my parents' determination, came to Canada in 1996. As an immigrant teenager, I was happy to learn that my new home, my new country, celebrated pride. It meant that there are people who live authentically, people who don't have to be afraid or hide that they're gay, lesbian, bi, trans, queer, or anywhere in between. It gave me hope as a young person that it was okay to be me. I joined the city in 2003. I'm a proud trans individual, and I could honestly say, if not for the people I have worked with over the past 20 years in Burnaby, I would not be the person that I am today. My Burnaby roots are with the amazing team in Parks and Recreation, the city staff responsible for the spaces where people enjoy themselves and where a lot of our youth come to have a welcoming, safe space to be who they are and have a place to belong. When I came out as trans to my supervisor, without batting an eyelash, she helped me change my email and my name in our organization. It took less than a week, literally 2 days, so talk about having great support. My Parks and Rec teammates were the first to respect my pronouns, whether or not I was present. And that speaks volumes. Pride is about self-acceptance and being proud of our truths. Pride is also a continued call for equality, wherever we are, and championing those who are striving for it. We are at our best when we can be who we are and not just feel safe, but feel celebrated too. Burnaby has allowed me, an immigrant Filipino trans individual, to thrive in the workplace. This sense of inclusion, belonging, and support is something that I value immensely. Long before the Burnaby Promise was a promise in the city, it was already a reality for me. I love working in Burnaby and I love living in it, and I really like the people that I get to share this adventure with. I want to thank the city managers, mayor, and councilors who have supported all the 2SLGBTQIA+ initiatives in the city and supporting the trans inclusion work group. I want to say thank you to every ally, the ones who make sure that our voices are heard and that we are counted, included, and considered when decisions are made. Let's continue to spread kindness and love and leave everyone better than we found them.
All right, so that was the second last clip that I had to play for all of you. And yeah, this is something that I obviously did not want to talk the most for, you know. I think that these voices and these peoples and these perspectives really do it justice. So coming up next is one last one.
Close to 22 years, also close to sort of 13 years. And before I give the mic back to Lois, I just want to share a little bit of my own personal sentiments. I'm not sharing this in my capacity at all. I'm sharing this as one of the staff members at the City of Burnaby. So my name is Vishad Deepa, and I am privileged to work at the City of Burnaby alongside the People and Culture team. I'm also very fortunate that my work takes me into working across all departments at the city, including our library, fire, and also our CMP. So my pronouns are him, he, and his, and I identify as a gay cisgender male. But if all of you know me, I also identify as fabulous. In sharing a bit of my journey, which is close on to almost 50 years, I know you can't tell. I've always looked to try and find that sense of belonging and where I felt I genuinely should be. Through my teens, growing up in South Africa, I was the obese kid. I was the kid of color. I was also the gay kid. And for the time that I grew up, it was not the best place to be. It has its challenges. Then when I wanted to marry my husband 22 years ago, we were told we could not get married because it was not legal. We then struggled to have a son, which we had to wait as well for laws to change for us to actually become parents. When we became parents, we had to fight with the idea of, firstly, not getting parental leave because there's no maternal figure. At the same time, we had to fight for the fact that some schools didn't want our son in their schooling system. Later on, we immigrated for a better life for my son, which is 8 years ago. And if anybody else here are immigrants, you know, you're then also trying to fit in once again. You're trying to find your footing. You're trying to see where you belong. But I want to share that in 2022, I joined the city of Burnaby. Today, I can share I have found my sense of belonging. From our mayor, council, our city leadership, colleagues, from across all departments, who I can also call friends, I feel seen. And I can share with anybody that is a big space to be. So to everyone at the city of Burnaby, thank you for allowing me to bring my true authentic self to work every day.
All right, that was the last speaker of the event. His name was Vishad, and I believe he is the head of the DEI department at the city of Burnaby. And after that, the flag was raised, and everyone ate pies that had rainbows on them, and it was just a really nice time. So I hope you enjoyed all those speakers. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festivities that are happening in Burnaby, specifically this Saturday. And I hope that this month is good to you. So that being said, we have about 10 minutes left in this hour for Speak Up. Thank you so much for tuning in this Tuesday morning, whether you're on your drive to work, whether you're at work, or whether you're just hanging out. It means a lot. This is Danny Nesvedarani for CJSF 90.1 FM.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. Imagine you're camping in the mountains, surrounded by pines, larch, and spruce. The very first bird you might see is a Canada jay as it boldly swoops down into your camp. This handsome jay has a smoky gray back and wings, silver gray underparts, a tiny black beak, and big black eyes that seem to miss nothing, especially food. But the one food Canada jays don't eat is conifer seeds. So why do they live in conifer forests? It turns out the jays hide food in conifer needles and tuck it under the bark of trees with their sticky saliva. Like other jays that cache food, Canada jays have terrific visual memories. They can find thousands of hidden tidbits months later. Canada jays are so good at storing up food, they even start nesting before the winter ends. The jays can feed their nestlings entirely from the food they've stored away. And unlike most other birds that nest in spring and summer, Canada jays spend that time caching food for the next winter. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote's newsletter delivers the wonder and joy of birds directly to your inbox. Sign up at birdnote.org to get a weekly preview of our shows, stories, photos, and more.
And we are back with Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You know, I think I had to catch myself there. For those longtime listeners, and by longtime listeners, I mean literally 6 years ago, I used to have a show called Next Up. Well, actually, it ended in 2024. But I think sometimes, yeah, when I'm playing this show, I do have to sort of catch myself and not say Next Up, but Speak Up. And even though Next Up is not a show anymore, I actually do have a new show. It's called Analog Archives, plays Thursdays at 6 p.m. And we have a lot of amazing live programming on Thursdays at 2 p.m. We've got Your Shoes Untied with Lauren. We've got Free Voices. We have The Arts Show. We have Wham Bam East Van after Analog Archives at 7 p.m. It's just a whole lot of amazing live programming and a whole lot of amazing people that are providing that. So thank you to the Thursday crew, and thank you to all for listening to our amazing programming here at CJSF. Coming up next, I'm going to be playing a pretty lengthy track from none other than Empanadas Ilegales, a sort of hyperfixation band at the moment for me, and I think others at the station at the moment, so let's keep it going. This one's titled Matador. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. once again, that was Matador by Empanadas Ilegales. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed that track. I don't see how you couldn't, but anyways, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for this hour of Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we have reached the final minute of this episode. So thank you all again for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned, because coming right after this, we've got Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And make sure you stay tuned for all of the other amazing programming we have on this Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because we have just so many amazing people contributing to the programming here at CJSF, and it is all worth engaging with and listening to and getting involved with, if that is something that you would like to do. It's very easy to come up to the station here at SFU Burnaby and fulfill your radio dreams. All right, with that being said, thank you again for tuning in this week. And coming up in just a few seconds, we have Democracy Now!